you were saying?
Due to circumstances and delays that are absolutely beyond our control, our riverboat ferry or our river ferry will not be finished until late summer. And as a result, it just doesn't make economic sense for us to start the program this year. We've made a decision. We've gone and met with the banks. We've sent letters to both cities that we had contracts with and asked if we could defer the start until April of 2015. And so officially, as of this morning, we have determined that the 2014, and it's too bad because I think we'll have record crowds in Nauvoo, and there's been a lot of publicity, a lot of articles written about it. But unfortunately, we need the boat. And because of delays in construction and various approvals, that just won't be done in time in order for us to make business sense of the 2014 season.
So the U.S. Coast Guard's approval has been delayed specifically?
Well, again, I don't know all the details. I just know that when we asked our company that is building the boat called the Quokka Boat, just up the river a ways, they've told us that it would be because of delays in getting approvals and other things that they would not be able to start construction until sometime in June. And since it takes 60 to 90 days to build, the boat wouldn't be ready until September, perhaps. And then it just doesn't make sense. So we're just going to delay the construction of the boat a few months so that we make sure we've got it up and ready for 2015. But then it makes it so that we do not have the financial burden of the boat during the off season. So we'll wait and schedule the construction and so forth so that it'll be finished with plenty of time for us, but be able to hit the river running, so to speak, in April of 2015.
You sound a little disappointed.
Oh, I'm very disappointed. It is something that we've looked forward to. We have been working on this for 3 years. We had full support of Nauvoo City Council and the mayor, as well as Montrose Mayor and City Council. We had the agreements with them, and I think everybody was excited and looking forward to having an additional tourist attraction that would bring people to this part of the area and keep those that are here maybe a little longer. And so I'm not a little disappointed. I'm a lot disappointed. But it just comes a time when economic sense overrides emotion, and you've got to do what makes the most sense for those of us that have invested in this project.
You're confident, though, that it, you should not be seeing any more delays past April of 2015?
Oh, I am. No, because we, again, we've met with all of the parties concerned, and we are absolutely assured that we'll have it in plenty of time in order for us to be up and running in April. Now, when in April will obviously very much depend on the seasonality, whether it's at the start of April or the middle of April, but we will certainly have a kickoff celebration that will include inviting a number of dignitaries, politicians, the mayors of both Iowa and Illinois. We will have media personnel such as yourself and others, as well as local dignitaries for the first couple of launches. And we're very excited about the opportunity. And again, we think it'll add just another very enjoyable and relaxing attraction to this part of the Great River.
Well, I wish you luck, and I look forward to seeing it next year.
Well, thank you.